All right, welcome back to another episode of On Tap. Vibes are high, the lights are low. We're here for another conspiracy theory episode. We're going to be doing one of these a month. And to start us out this week, we are doing JFK's assassination and the CIA's involvement in his assassination. Here today, you have myself, me, Cody, Sam, my short peckered friend right next to me, Bodie on the other side of the table, and Mitchell Thompson joining us again for another week. We had such a blast last week with the Blue Collar Happy Hour that Mitch is joining us again. Boys, have you done a lot of research on this?
So I want to be completely honest right off the bat.
Yeah.
I've been pretty sick the last couple of days. So
like, whoa, like sick or like sick?
Like sick. Like, yeah. Ugh, sick.
Yeah,
so and like I'm lacking, so I'm looking at you boys to carry me. I've felt like Mitch the last couple of days, just laying in bed doing absolutely nothing. Oh my god, dude. So I've been living that Mitch Thompson life, and I made it here today. I'm here to listen. I'm here to learn. Yeah. And so you guys are going to have to carry me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
it's a heavy load, but you guys got it.
So let's get right into this. Let's start with this. What is, like, where do you even start with something like this? There's so much to it.
This is the original conspiracy theory. Before the JFK assassination, the words conspiracy theory did not exist.
Well, yeah, let's talk about this. What was the general idea released to the media of exactly what happened? Like, what is the story that the press played?
The story that they pushed to the American people right away was just there's a lone gunman acted alone, just basically a lunatic was kind of what I understood from it.
They just made
Lee Harvey Oswald, and he was a psychopath. I'm not going to say he wasn't, but they made him into this lone gunman psychopath that just decided he was going to kill the president one day and just did it all by himself, and there's absolutely no involvement from anyone else.
Well, here's the thing, Mitch. He has feelings too. So maybe if you were called that by someone, that they would maybe think that...
Not anymore. He doesn't after Jack Ruby mollywopped him.
Yeah, dude, that's what's crazy. Damn. That's what really gets the conspiracy going for me. Like, regardless of all the new things that were released, the fact that Jack Ruby just shot his ass on television, that's crazy. Like, what does a strip club owner have to do with Lee Harvey Oswald?
Exactly. Right. That's where the CIA stuff really starts to show its face the most. I think
it's
in Jack.
So let's rewind here. Okay. The guy that assassinated JFK gets killed by a seemingly random strip club owner.
Yeah, just a normal club owner. He had some ties to, like, the mafia, basically, is what I understood from it. He was definitely involved.
Yeah, he was a
club back then.
As a good strip club owner should be. You should be tied to the mob.
Otherwise, he was definitely a sleazeball.
That's another piece of it
that I don't
understand.
The strip club thing was just a side hustle, you know, the money laundering. Right. That was the main
thing. That I don't understand is if you are this big boss and you're a baller and you own a strip club, why are you the one shooting it? Why don't you hire someone to do that? You got money, you know. And
so he's the hired help. You think?
I think, no. I don't, I think we need to
just dial back a second, get our minds like Lee Harvey Oswald, and take a brain cell or two away from ourselves, and take this pre-show shot of a little fireball shooter while we consider what is the mindset of a guy like Lee Harvey Oswald. If we dial back just a little bit, the guy that, you know, assassinated JFK, he basically wanted to be a communist, you know, and at this time, this was a word that was like, whoa, like, poison. There's people blacklisted from Hollywood because they were labeled as communists.
At like the time where you could actually like go to jail for being labeled on?
Yes. Because it was considered treason, you know, like this is, we're on the brink of war. So like,
and he was a guy that
he was openly saying
Russia for a 2-year period. He was you know,
he was basically begging Russia, like, let me fight for you. Let me be a part of your stuff.
And that's how much of an idiot this dude was, is he basically went to Russia and offered them all the information he had as an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't give a shit about what you have to say.
But did they say that?
Yeah.
We don't know.
That's
the thing. That's the craziest part of the whole ordeal, is that he did spend time in Russia. You know, this was amongst the whole beginning of the whole... you know, science is trying to come up with ways where we can control people. The CIA is getting involved in weird stuff. The FBI is doing shady stuff. So where does this all start now? Lee Harvey Oswald going to Russia, comes back. What happens?
So my personal opinion, not that I'm going to say that this is exactly what happened, but what I think
From a lineman's perspective.
From a lineman's perspective. So Lee Harvey Oswald wanted to be this. He wanted to be a spy. He wanted to be work for the KGB. And I think when he finally came back to America, the CIA went to him and saw that basically he's this big dummy that they can use for to murder the president. You know, they can trick him into being like, oh, this is something that I really want to do, and this is my big moment. This is my whatever. He kills him, and then they have involvement with Jack Ruby to shoot him later.
Yeah.
I think they set him up to kill the president, and I think they set up him getting killed as well.
So does he have like any like credibility to him? Like did he like was he involved like in the CIA prior to it,
or
was
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
Absolutely none.
Or was he just
they
like,
wanted nothing to do with
he
it.
Just he just watched too many James Bond movies.
He was basically just a complete loser. I mean, he was like he
what was his family life growing up? What was his family life growing up?
His family life, I think he was just raised by a single mother, and she had some sort of mental issues. He had other siblings, and she like kicked them out of the house right away, and she just like basically told him that he could do no wrong his entire life. It's kind of my understanding.
Here's the biggest thing for me, and I know they probably didn't have him at this time, but Lee Harvey Oswald 110% would have been a filet-o-fish-eating type of guy.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking bastard.
That's a motherfucker that would buy a bag of popcorn from the gas station.
Gas station sushi.
He'd probably fuck him too.
I actually have bought gas station sushi recently. But I'm saying there's something off. Like, there is obviously a little bit of something. Every single person that has known him personally has said, like, yeah, he's not a normal guy.
Yeah, for sure. So, this is a guy that was preaching that he wanted to be a communist while he was serving in the U.S. military.
Exactly.
Overseas for the U.S. military, serving in Japan.
People were getting prosecuted.
He was getting bullied to shit. Like, no one liked this guy at all. He was getting just, like, beat up on the regular.
He was like a private pile.
While he's overseas.
Full metal jacket.
Yeah, and, like, all these other Marines would go out and drink at the bars, and they'd go pick up hookers and stuff like that, and this dude was just a nerd, and he'd sit in his bed and read Mein Kampf. All these dudes would come back fucked up from the bar and just kick his ass because he's such a nerd.
What are we going to do tonight?
So, just beat up Lee Harvey Oswald. Let's go kick his ass. Dude sucks. I think his nickname in the military was Mrs. Oswald. I think that's what they called him.
Oh, God. So, before everyone knew that he had gone to Russia, that he was openly admitted that he was a communist and that he wanted communism. And what was his motive? Like, what did the media portray was his motive to assassinate JFK?
I guess he was easily swayed.
They're just like, well, he was just a psychopath. He just wanted to kill him.
He was pretty much just a bad dude through and through, right? He just wanted, every time he did something shocking, he wanted it to be his big moment. He wanted to get famous for being a piece of shit. Like, when he came back from Russia, he was expecting there to be like news crews waiting for him, like, what did you find out? Were you working as a spy? Da, da, da. And like, no one gave a fuck. He's just a completely irrelevant person. When he was in Russia, he worked in a factory for 2 years.
Right.
Well, that was the thing before school shootings, was to go about it that way.
Yeah. What?
Like, I don't mean to make light of this.
Fucking murder the president.
Right, like, that's pretty hardcore.
That was the precursor to school
shooting?
I have the same mentality. There's no such thing as bad publicity. We're still talking about this motherfucker. I have the biggest, I get that narrative that, like, it completely makes sense, but my only thing is like, okay, if, number one, if you're going to be a Russian asset, which the CIA, like, came, or, like, they released saying that, like, that was a thing, that they labeled him, like, a Russian asset, like, that was confirmed by the government. Now, that's the shittiest asset in existence to openly, like, kind of, you know, wave that flag that, like, hey, dude, like, yeah.
But then it's kind of like reverse psychology. It's like, okay, someone who's openly this, how could they actually be that?
Right, he's like, full of shit. Because your first thought would be he's full of shit.
Yeah.
But then for Russia, because Russia would have to reach out to him. Like, the KGB would have to be like, you know.
Come here.
Yeah, come here.
No, because this is how stupid this guy was. So when he went to Russia originally, he went on a tourist visa, which is like a temporary visa. You go there and you tour the country. That's how the Soviet Union was. So he shows up, and the KGB runs everything at this period. I mean, they are everywhere, and especially in these tourist locations.
Now, explain to us, what is the KGB?
KGB's like, how would you even explain it? It's like the CIA.
Yeah, I think it's the FBI of Russia.
Yeah.
From my understanding.
Yeah, but they have like obviously like a lot stronger ties with like the state's interests, and they can go a lot further than they can.
Yeah, they're very very thorough.
I listen to this.
They don't fuck around.
There is
they just will like kill people for no reason.
And like they actually actively like they kind of like keep an eye on like the shining students and like the schools and stuff, and like they kind of like keep an eye out for like potential candidates where it's like if you show like a great display of like intelligence or like, you know, just high rankings altogether.
Yep.
Like they will come to you. They will find you, find where you live, and like
and you get you get voluntold that there's you're gonna be a KGB officer.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's the type of deal where they're like, oh, we'd really like you to be a part of our program. I think it's like you're gonna fucking come be an agent and you're gonna work for the state and you're gonna gonna fucking kill you right now.
Really
interesting. Oh, really?
I mean, from what I would understand or assume, that's kind of how they operate. Is it's like you don't really get to make decisions for them.
Do you guys?
You don't get asked.
You
just in. You get told.
It's like a gang.
Yeah.
It's a very. I listened to this. There's a Lex Fridman podcast with a former KGB member, and it was like really fascinating. Like this dude's like 90 years old.
You have to send me a link to that,
dude. Thing. It's.
I'd love to listen to
it. It's so cool. Like genuinely, like because he like tells the story like start to end, like he was just like a really good student. And then all of a sudden, like one day he gets a knock on his dorm door, and then it was this dude. But like how he told the story was that he knew who he was, like when he approached him, like they found him.
Yeah.
But like the whole premise of it was very like suave, and it was very like low key. Like everything that he like got from him was like, it was like hinting.
Yeah. But, okay.
And
like some movie style stuff.
And it was just like, you know, like.
So now we fast forward back again. We know what the KGB is now. What involvement does Lee Harvey Oswald want to have with the KGB? He says, I want to join the KGB.
Yeah, so this is when he gets his tourist visa. They're on a tour bus, right? They're literally touring the country of Russia. This is what they're doing. And he knows there's KGB members on this bus, and he just openly admits, he's like, hey, I'm from America.
He stands up and starts yelling.
I want to live in Russia. I want to help you guys. I want
to
be
the
assistance of the KGB. And they're like, so they, I think they kind of played it off as like, we'd like to work with you to him, and just made him like be stupid. And he just, what he did is ended up working in a factory for 2 years, and he found out that he wasn't going to be the superstar that he thought he was going to be. And he came back to America. But the same as what he was doing, there was also KGB members that wanted out, and they'd come to America. And the most famous one, his name's Yuri something. He was a KGB member, and he wanted no part of it anymore. He's like, I'm going to go to America. He went to America, and the CIA imprisoned him and just, like, tortured him for 5 years to make sure that he wasn't coming over to be a spy.
He's like,
I want to give you guys Russian information, and they're like, fuck that. They're like, we're going to – they imprisoned him and tortured, like, basically just, like
– yeah.
Like, brought him to his deathbed. And then once they were like, all right, well, maybe this guy's fucking being for real, then they got information from him. He had to say is that the KGB wanted nothing to do with Lee Harvey Oswald. He knew about Lee Harvey Oswald because the dude's such a dumbass that like the whole agency is like making fun of him.
Yeah.
So I feel like although that's fucked up that we tortured him for 5 years, like
when he was willing,
we have to.
You kind of have to.
We have to.
You do that or you send him back to Russia.
Russia's sneaky as hell, man. We don't know what they're trying to do. Like,
exactly.
They could easily send someone over and be like, I'm coming over to your side.
Are you saying that 5 years wasn't enough? Do you think we should have
We should have pumped her up to 10. So, okay, I feel like we've talked about Lee Harvey Oswald. I want to get into Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby is where this story kind of gets super interesting.
Because
who is Jack Ruby?
So from what I understand, Jack Ruby, he owned strip clubs. He was kind of not in the mafia, but he had ties.
Ultimately, he's the guy that kills Lee Harvey Oswald.
So there is a video of Jack Ruby coming up to Lee Harvey Oswald as he's being police escorted, and he fucking shoots his ass in the chest.
That shit's crazy.
And then he just tries to say, oh, I wanted to defend our president. I wanted to defend our country.
Wasn't he like going to court?
He's a patriot.
Why would Jack Ruby, of all people, be the guy to be like, I'm fucking sticking up for our country?
Here's the thing. I'm going to present an argument that from the perspective of a small business owner, right? He's all about capitalism. He's all about profits. He's all about democracy. He's all about America. During this time, patriotism is pretty strong.
But also, why would he spend the rest of his life in prison for Lee Harvey Oswald?
He's just one. He's just a real OG. He's like,
I can't wrap my head around.
I will rot in prison. What did you say?
You guys want me to go crazy on this right now?
I would love you. You would,
Jack Ruby.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is. I've done probably 8 hours of research in the last week.
Holy fuck.
The majority of it was probably Jack Ruby.
Okay.
So, he sounds like the interesting part.
So the thing about Jack Ruby is actually in that video, after he shoots Lee Harvey Oswald, you can hear him saying, "I'm Jack Ruby. Why am I here? Why would I do this?" He was saying that about himself, right?
Oh.
Like a fucking crazy person would say. But everyone who knew him and everyone who talked to him knew that he was a normal guy. He probably had some criminal ties and he was a shady dude, but he was a normal fucking guy. You could talk to him and he wasn't crazy. Well, like 2 weeks after he shoots Lee Harvey Oswald, he's labeled clinically insane by his doctor. While he's in his jail cell, they say he's insane. He's fucking completely lost it. He's having visions. He's seeing shit. His doctor is a guy by the name of Jolly West. That's his nickname. He's a doctor, but he had CIA ties. The CIA's never officially said that, but people who knew him and people who were friends with him knew that he had CIA ties, and he had ties to a group called MK Ultra. Mm-hmm. What MK Ultra is was a mind control, what would you call it, operation through the CIA. And what Jolly West's specialty was making people go crazy without them knowing it.
Yeah.
That was what he was fluxed in, and he was that was his job. So what the fuck is this guy even doing in Jack Ruby's cell in the first place? If this is his job, this is what he does, is make people go insane without them knowing. Why is he in Jack Ruby's cell? Why is he his doctor?
Dude.
Right.
Dude, that's just so mind-blowing.
Can I touch on MK Ultra?
Yeah,
please.
That's like a big part of it. Like, so MK Ultra was like, it was recently released, like the whole project, like start to finish by like the government. And what it was is, it was this program ran by the CIA where it's super fucked up, right? And it was around the time like Marilyn Manson was like big, you know? Mm-hmm. And what they would do is the CIA would... They would hire out hookers, right? And they bring them to hotels and, you know, get Johns for them and all that. And they would bring them to motels and have like a two-way mirror or whatever, you know, where like, you know, it looks like a mirror from the one side and a window on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drug the Johns without them knowing it with acid. And then see how they react to it. They did this for years.
Yeah.
Acid, LSD, just any super strong
hallucinogenic
drugs, right? And,
right.
And they did it like that, and they also did it in like, because, you know, it was the 60s. Like, it was fucking peace, love, positivity. Everyone wanted to smoke weed. Everyone wanted to be a hippie. They'd do the same thing, but it'd be like these hippie hideout, like, fucking hotel rooms where they'd be like, hey, if you need a bed for the night, you know, you're living on the street, you need a bed for the night, there's fucking couches, whatever, we got sleeping bags. Just come in here and get fucked up with us.
Yep.
And it was all CIA agents.
Yep.
Disguised as fucking hippies, just feeding these dudes drugs
and just
studying
how they react and what they did.
It's fucking crazy.
And how they, like, their justification for it was like, was literally like, well, we have reason to believe that Russia's experimenting with mind control and LSD. So we're, you know, we're going to do it.
So yeah, like, dude, that's the craziest part, is that like half of this whole thing was just them experimenting with the general public on marijuana, LSD, ecstasy, like all of these drugs, and just observing what it did to everyone. So they're pumping drugs into like the normal economy.
And it's one
thing.
And
they're feeding it just to observe.
Yeah. And it's one, which I mean, like, is understandable, but not from that approach. Because, like, at the times it was big, and they're like, we don't know what the fuck this stuff is. You know, which I kind of, you know, there's kind of like a hint of like, okay, I get it. But number one, that's not the way to go about it. And number two, it's like when, especially with acid, if you don't know you're taking acid and you start tripping,
that'd be crazy.
Really,
I can't even fucking imagine.
That will permanently fuck you up.
I've never done it, but everything that I hear sounds like it would be terrible.
Like, if you didn't know, if you're completely ready for it, it's still the most intense thing you've ever done, and now you have no idea that you took it.
You're just like, well, I'm
mushrooms are much,
I'm dying, shit, and going, yeah, and that's
I'd freak out.
I think that had a part to play in what Jack Ruby did, because how do you go from being a perfectly sane normal person and then you just decide to shoot the president's assassin and you're labeled clinically insane 2 weeks later and no one ever hears from you again,
especially when this
you can't testify in court because you're insane,
right?
Your doctor is a CIA fucking agent who specializes in mind control. Like,
mind control, quotations. Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's one thing that people forget nowadays is they didn't have the internet. There was no social media. Mm-hmm. So the government could do things, sweep her under the rug, and the general public would, it would just would never get, like, to us in the Midwest, we wouldn't hear shit.
The only
anything they told us on the news, that's what we fucking knew.
That's what you know. You and know what they want you to
the
know.
The only forms of media was television and newspaper.
And now, nowadays, you know, you could never get away with something like this. Mm-hmm. Someone will leak it on Twitter. Someone someone will put it out there.
In a heartbeat. They got away with it in the 60s. Like, well, that's what I said. Conspiracy theories didn't even exist in the 60s. And that's, no one thought anything different than what the media...
They had no idea the internet concept. Was going to become a thing.
Yeah.
Right. And the whole thing with this is, and it really brings it back to even modern day, is that like these same people that are controlling the narrative are also trying to control the narrative on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what was happening, Twitter, YouTube, anything, Netflix, Hulu. Like, if I mean, we have it even on a small scale for our podcast. Is like anything that mentions any specific words, I don't even want to say it because I know any video we say it in, the views are noticeably less, like way less. Okay, I'm just going to say it. BLM, like anything that says any specific keywords like that an AI algorithm can pick up on, like you just get demoted. Like they just don't push it to more people, regardless of
what. Without you knowing.
Exactly, without even knowing like what it's about. Mm-hmm. And that back in the day, it used to be, if we don't like what you're saying, we're just not going to put it in there.
Not only that, but completely change it.
Yeah, but also change it.
And then you're just a crazy guy on the side of the road with a fucking sign, and everyone's driving by like, look at this psychopath.
Because what are you going to do? Argue with the president?
Exactly.
He gives a speech on, you know, whatever the main channel is. They're going to believe this random dude?
How are you going to get the word out?
Exactly.
If you didn't know the truth, how are you going to do it? You're going to talk to your neighbor?
Like if you don't believe that the government has pumped false information over the years, you're just a fucking idiot.
That's what I was while I was doing my research or whatever else, someone, I don't remember, I was watching a podcast or something, and they said every year since the JFK assassination, the American public has trusted the American government less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Less ever since that happened. And because every year it gets, I mean, what is it? 60 years later now, and we still don't have the fucking all the information.
We don't know.
They're still withholding information. They still have thousands of documents that they won't give to the public. What the fuck are you hiding? It's 60 years ago. Everyone who's involved in this case is dead and gone.
I like this.
I like how fired up. That was my first thought too.
What are you hiding?
Yeah. And have you ever met some like an old timer that like was old enough to know what was going on in that era?
I mean, I guess like, I can't
never
say
even
that
brought it up.
I've never brought it up.
But, I work with this old timer, dude, and you mentioned JFK. He would get like so irate. He would get so frustrated. Like,
wait. So, how old would you have to be right now to have experienced that and know what it is?
Well, that was in the 60s,
November 22nd,
1963. So it'd be upper 60s.
Okay.
And, you know, like upper 60s, maybe like lower 70s.
Well, if you were a baby, you'd be 60. If you were a baby, you'd be 60 years old right now, right?
Okay.
Right. It's 2023 almost.
So, yeah, if you're like a teenager, right?
Dang. Okay, I'm going to have to ask my grandma and grandpa. Dude. I know they're watching this, so I'll probably already have talked to them by now. But, like,
I bet they'd be
they're
pissed.
In their low 70s. I wonder what they experienced as, like, being a younger teenager, you know, that, like, what is this like?
Right at the brink of like teenage angst, like where you're just pissed off at the world.
Pissed off. Anything you hear sets you off for no reason. Mm.
Yeah. No wonder why there's so many hippies, dude. Exactly.
So can we? So this is where I don't have the knowledge, and I'm relying on you guys. Can we get into what the CIA just released to the public? Because from what I understand, it's fucking insane. Like.
You know,
it opened up a whole new...
I can't say for sure what they did release, but I know they didn't release everything.
Yeah.
So there was a bill implemented that said it needs to be released by 2017. I don't remember what year it was. Early 2000s.
It was 2000s.
It was like made... Every single piece of information needs to be released by 2017. The last administration pushed a bunch of it out, and they withheld some information. Because they got major pushback from the CIA. And the same exact thing happened just a few weeks ago with this administration. They got huge pushback from the CIA. They released, there's like 95% of the documents are out now, which if there's only 5% left, which might not sound like a lot, but it's 60 years ago, you know.
This could be thousands
of documents probably. Yeah.
And they're probably the best fucking ones.
They're still being withheld because it's like, and they're claiming that they're not hiding anything, but they don't want public backlash. If you're not hiding anything, then why would the public fucking freak out about it, you know? That's like, I know.
And literally,
that's crazy.
And like a law went into effect. I want to say that there was two separate times. Like, I think the first occasion was in the 90s, like 92, I want to say. And then the second time was early 2000s. But still, and it was like passed into law. So it was like literally a law saying, okay, everything that has ties to the JFK assassination, fork it over.
Needs to be released to the public.
Still.
And they're still fighting it.
And that's 20 years ago now, you know? Early 2000s is 20 years ago right now. And they still are like, I don't know.
They just said
no.
And
the CIA director, so Tucker Carlson did a bit on this, and they talked about the same thing. The CIA director right now never turns down a televised interview. He's a very public guy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go on Tucker Carlson. They invited him on the show. He said, fuck no.
Why would you?
Not doing it.
What do you have to gain?
Not doing it. And then they went to an independent resource, which, you can't know who it is, but you're assuming it's someone who had CIA ties.
Yep.
And they asked him, do you think that the CIA had involvement in the JFK assassination? And I believe his exact quote.
Dude, we should look it up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure his exact quote was, yes, absolutely. It's all fake. This isn't the country you think it is.
Isn't the country think it is part.
God, dude, that shit just fucks me up, man. It's so fucking insane. Like, there was no one to fact check the government for years. They were able to tell the general public whatever the fuck. Think about UFOs. They just released those files recently.
Yeah.
People thought UFOs were real for years.
So much hidden shit. Don't let them. Don't even say that there's not people to fact check them now, because people still don't. They still get away with so much shit. They have to, you know.
Dude, like Jeremy Corbell dedicates a whole fucking career to it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, and here's the thing too. It's like you go back and forth where it's like, is this necessary? You know, like you almost have to have it that way because I mean, maybe not so much now, but like back in the day. If they would have just released straight up and just be like, yeah, here's the thing. There's aliens.
Yeah.
And they want at us, and we got to kill like 10,000 people in order to fight them off. People would freak out.
Dude, they could probably turn that into like, you know, a positive thing. Like, all right, everyone fight the aliens for America.
I mean, okay. Picture this. You're on a panel, right? You're in a meeting with like 20 of the highest in the whole world. And I don't even know what this is. Like country leaders, world leaders, whatever. And you all have to make a decision. Like, all right, hey, I mean, I know this is going to sound nuts, but like, hey, we're getting attacked by aliens, right? We're getting attacked by something that we don't know about. And the only way to stop this is we kill 1,000 people, or by telling everyone what's going on, we lose 100,000 people. What option are you going to choose? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when you break it down and it's like, ugh, we got to make this tough decision. What are you going
to
do?
On the other hand, though, if you do release it to the public, you know how many like people out, like if you made it well known, release it to the public, people will be, you'll have like, I don't know how, countless people like dedicating their time into researching and solving that problem.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just how the internet works, you know? You ever scroll through Reddit threads, dude? Someone has like a fucking like big paragraph for every question or
but that's response the thing. Or the wildest part is like as good as it sounds or as good as it reads, you still don't know.
You don't
want to really
incite
true.
Panic. Yeah,
you can't cite a Reddit comment. You know what I mean? Like that to a lot of people
is
very
well versed in their shit.
Well, that's one of the
and they may seem like that, but like you can't write down. Like, hey, I saw this Reddit comment, and then be like, all right, yeah, oh yeah, okay, I believe you.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
you
understand
can't persuade
that.
Me if I'm the opposition. You can't persuade me by saying I saw a Reddit comment,
especially when it's in a different medium like Facebook, comments. Or
so
something.
That's where like there's this weird gray area now where we don't really know what is real and what is not.
But
that's
the issue with. It is that we don't know what's real and we don't know what's
everyone
not.
Else's opinion.
It's like a catch 22. Whereas
that's one of the biggest problems with the JFK assassination is it's so well covered. There's people that have dedicated 20 plus years just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. There's thousands of books, there's documentaries, YouTube videos, podcasts.
So
there's absolutely everything, and everyone has a slightly different opinion on what happened.
Yeah.
You can't get to the fucking truth because there's 10 million opinions on you're what right. actually happened that yeah. day.
You're 100%
right.
And what
right. actually happened leading up to it.
Yeah, I
There's
totally
no
agree.
Way you can ever figure it out.
Did you guys watch the new Marilyn Monroe documentary release on
yes.
Netflix? Dude,
that
phenomenal.
Shit was crazy,
and
dude.
That's even tied into the JFK assassination because in the documentary, they talk about, you know, Marilyn Monroe was a massive figure in Hollywood during the same time. And she got involved emotionally with JFK.
She was a major communist.
Yeah, one
she
thing about JFK.
Pushed
what?
Communism.
What?
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
I'd switch to communism for her.
Me too, brother. But it makes you think, like, did someone reach out to her and that's why she reached out to JFK? Who knows?
But then again, and it's like, it's crazy because in the documentary, they interview all these people who were really close to her, you know, and they, one of the people that really stands out to me was this gal. And I don't remember what was JFK's nickname? The boss? Is that what it is?
Fuck, I don't even remember.
I can't remember, but they, God, I wish I remembered. They were in this interview talking about how they had first talked to Marilyn when she had first started seeing JFK, and she was nervous to tell everyone who she was seeing at the time. They basically were like, are you seeing anyone? It's like, yeah, I am. And he's like,
yeah,
he's a really
president of the United fucking
no,
States,
basically,
dude.
She's like, he's a powerful guy, and I can't tell you who it is, but they call him the boss or whatever. You
oh,
know?
So she just told everyone who the fuck he was without actually
not everyone,
saying his name.
But
the
like,
boss can mean yeah. a lot.
But like, these,
if the, you're the
this one woman
people know your nickname.
Who's being interviewed well, for the documentary, right? And she's like, I realize this is the president of the United States. And I'm like, holy shit. You know? Like,
that's
wow,
a big boss,
you're really like going crazy with something right now. And then in the end of the interview, they basically go on to say like how people are starting to find out about this scandalous relationship and like how they cut ties entirely.
John had that dog in him. Right. Everyone was figuring it out.
See, how come back then, dude, especially like how many times has some president gotten head in the Oval Office?
We know Bill Clinton was getting busy.
We can assume it's a safe guess that there was at least two.
That is a safe guess.
I think two for sure.
Two. Okay, listen though. If you're the president of the United States, you're telling me at least one time you got your old lady, and you're not gonna be like,
every fucking sure old lady.
You gotta do it
because every president gotta walk in there and be like, I'm gonna be the first one to do this.
That's
it. Every single one of them was like, I'm the first one, and they're like, they're the 42nd one to do it.
I become president
for everyone.
I become president. I'm in the Oval Office. That's in the top three things I'm doing. Hey. First lady, get your ass over here.
Oh,
you know what's up.
Who
it
is. Oh my. We're getting wild.
Or whoever's famous at the time, you know, or my receptionist.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
see what's up.
Admin.
Admin. You're right. I actually had a talk with Cody. We do not use the term receptionist anymore. It is now an admin.
Which
apparently
is short for
administrator.
I think admin is... Oh my gosh. I think it's kind of degrading.
You guys are so PC. I love
you
it.
Guys are so PC.
Hey, okay. Yeah, Milwaukee Tools headquarters. If you're seeing this, we would love a sponsorship. No big
so,
deal.
Not so let's break this down. So I feel like there are three big answers to what happened. Like there are the main three are one, Lee Harvey Oswald killed him. Jack Ruby assassinated him. Two, the mafia killed him. They used Lee Harvey Oswald as a front. Three, the CIA killed him. They used Lee Harvey Oswald as a front. Used Jack Ruby as a front, too.
To close that.
No matter what, Lee Harvey Oswald's getting what he, or got what he deserves.
So do you guys think Lee Harvey Oswald is the one that pulled the trigger? See, do you think he is the one that killed JFK?
I think to fully answer that question, like, you have to question the motive. No
exactly,
matter what
yeah.
party was involved, like they
why?
Would have to have a motive to use whoever, you know, whatever tool they use or who they use. And it's like, I mean, I'm not very well versed in the whole like broad scheme of things, but I am aware that like, you know, the CIA did have some level of motive because
yeah,
he did so want to like, didn't he want to like
one
abolish?
Thing that we never talked about was. Why the CIA would want to kill John F. Kennedy.
Because he was like a disruptor, right? Like he wanted.
He was the opposite. They were disruptors, and he was anti-war, anti like
right.
Like, he was like the chill the fuck out guy.
Disruptor
and
to the system.
They wanted to go to war with Cuba bad. They wanted Cuba. Like they were. So I don't know if there was like the Bay of Pigs thing,
yep.
Which is, I don't even know how to get into that because I didn't do a ton of research on it. But I know shortly before JFK was assassinated, they had two plans. The CIA had two plans. They were gonna bomb a passenger plane and blame it on Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
And they were also going to use Cuban allies to invade Guantanamo Bay and kill Americans.
That came
as
out.
As Cubans. Okay. And JFK vetoed both of those things because he's like, "That's you're poking at a fucking war. That you're yeah. doing it on purpose. Like, there's no other reason you'd be doing that than to just get the American public behind the fact that we should go to war with Cuba.
Just like 9/11.
Just like 9/11.
That's our next one, dude.
That's a long one too.
No, that's a great point related. That you made though. Is they wanted to get completely rid of Cuba because we wanted to destroy Cuba. We could fucking destroy Cuba.
2 days.
And JFK was like, nah, fuck that shit, dude. We're peaceful. Fucking love and peace, exactly. Brother. We're hippies.
The CIA hated JFK. Whether they're going to say it or not, they hated what he was doing. They hated the anti-war. They wanted Cuba bad. They wanted to go to war with Cuba.
Because from what I've always understood is JFK, he was a young president. He was someone that wanted to change the times. He wanted to make us a different country. That's
a real threat to the status quo, you know.
And what he knew was detrimental to the CIA and the government itself, you know, mm-hmm. just having all the information being the president. Dude, yeah. Like, fuck, man, dude. This is such a deep conspiracy. It's just, we could do 10 yeah. parts on it.
Like, dude, literally. Like, can you imagine, like, I mean, obviously, if they did release everything, there's no way around it. Like, they obviously had involvement. What other reason would they be withholding information?
But so, that's the thing is, even if the CIA came in with a full statement saying they had involvement, saying exactly how it went down, are you going to fucking believe them? They hid this story for 60 true. Fucking years, and you yeah. think they're not going to try and cover it up again? They're not going to try and come up with a better story?
Or even just simple little details that yeah. make a huge difference, you know? Like, yeah, you know, okay, here's the thing. We did hide some stuff, but we didn't hide Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, and then you'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's yeah. what it was.
I think no matter what you happened, Lee Harvey Oswald yeah. wasn't just some crazy lunatic who decided he was going to kill the president. I think he was a setup man for something.
100%.
Whether it was the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, Cuba, anyone, he was the setup man and someone used his dumb ass.
Plus, I don't know if we really touched
like,
on...
we can get this idiot.
Lee Harvey Oswald was a great sniper. Great. Like, he was the kind of guy that could make that shot.
There's a documentary that came out. Not a documentary. There's a movie that came out a few years ago or whatever. And in that movie, they specifically say that the CIA wrote him off as a bad shot. They said, oh, he only hit 8 out of 10 at 200 yards in Marine school, which to a Marine is probably average. I mean, 8 out of 10. Even us being from the Midwest and deer hunting, 200 yards, a 10-inch plate, you could probably hit 8 out of 10. Probably. I'm not saying for sure, but you probably could.
I'm pretty good.
But we also handle a lot more than the average everyday person. And this shot that he made at JFK was less than 100 yards. If it's a moving target, too.
Less than 100 yards?
I think it was around 100 yards from the window to the road.
Okay.
I mean, even if it was 200 yards, it's a motorcade. It's not like they're hauling ass. A moving target is 2 miles an
it's
hour.
It's a parade. Yeah. Yeah, it's a parade.
There's like, a bunch of shit
they're
with
going,
the
They're
whole
going like 2 miles
too,
an hour.
Right?
They're going at idle, basically.
That magic bullet theory. If you want to learn about the magic bullet theory and just watch a Joe Rogan podcast and he'll yeah. talk about how much he hates it for 20 minutes because yeah. apparently it's the most bullshit thing of all time, which it is because
yeah.
this bullet that they found a bullet on the Secret Service member that was sitting in front of JFK. Supposedly the bullet went through JFK, through the seat, into this dude and landed in his arm and they found it on his gurney while they were rolling him into the fucking hospital. They found this bullet was just laying on the gurney, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's absolutely perfect. Nah. After it hit JFK's bones, through the seat, through his bones, and stopped.
Dude, right.
And it looks immaculate. They screwed it out of the tip of a fucking casing.
Isn't it a hollow tip, too? Like,
I don't know for sure, but this bullet's immaculate. I mean, if you've ever shot a gun at fucking anything besides a pool of water,
100%.
It is distorted.
Especially.
Horribly distorted.
Like, I've shot deer where it has an entry wound. No exit wound. You find it when you're skinning it, whatever. That bullet's always just fucked up as all hell. Yeah,
exactly. And there's another piece of that where the metal shavings that they found inside of just the Secret Service member's body alone, the metal shavings from the bullet they found inside of him were more than what was missing from that bullet.
That's so fucking
wild. I mean, what a
shitty
cover-up. I mean, I know it was the 60s and you guys probably aren't like super good at conspiracy theory covers, but like, come the fuck on. Like, have put some effort into it, you know?
Try
it.
But if you think about, like, you know,
not mad, I'm just disappointed.
If you were in the position of, like, you were designated with the task of, like, all right, we're all gathered here today because this happened, but we got to come up with something that doesn't say that. Like, you know, it's like, how many people, how much time do they have? You know, how much emotion did they have at the time?
Oh, yeah, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. It had to have been spur-of-the-moment
thing. And it's like, I don't blame them for having holes in it.
Secret Service agent.
And plus, like, the fucking president got shot. People want to know right the fuck now what happened.
Oh, yeah, because the president was God in the 60s. You know? Oh, That's all people had. It's not especially like today where JFK. You can talk shit about the president.
He had the people for, like, he was this new thing. He was going to change America. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People loved him. He was young, attractive.
And this was he was like Bill Clinton, and everyone knew he was out there fucking, and they still loved him. Yes. Everyone hated Bill Clinton when they found out about that shit. JFK, he could have fucked anyone, and they'd have been like, "That's my president, dog. That's my president.
That's my boy."
He got the ladies.
He got the ladies wet, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Oh my!
Yeah. To all the female audience, all three of you, you know, like, I'm sure you can agree.
Sarah Palin,
I know you're watching.
Shout out Bean Boy's baby mama.
Shout out Bean Boy's baby mama.
All right, shout out Bean Boy's baby mama. Other than that, I mean, here's the problem with all this is like. Some of it gets so crazy in depth that it's like, that's almost hard to believe.
And there's so many overlapping, quote unquote conspiracies. But like, it's like, where do you start?
If you had to just cut point blank, what's the motive for the CIA killing JFK?
Well, I heard too that another thing was that I could be completely wrong. But I could be mixing it up, but I heard he was like wanting to go back to the gold standard too.
Okay.
But I'm
so why would the CIA not want that?
And like I heard he wanted to like cut out like certain branches of government.
Okay. Sam probably had to go.
We're just gonna let him walk out like that and not fucking say anything.
Dude, he's on the clock, isn't he?
Sam left. All right. We'll just be right back.
Okay. It's time for a bathroom break. The boys will be right back.
Sam, what the fuck?
All right, boys and girls, let's get serious real quick. This episode is brought to you by Unlimited Masonry. If you need new brick, new stone, brick repair, stone repair, concrete, chimney repair, give us a call. The fuck was that?
I shouldn't have done that, but I just... You can say bar repair. Well, they built this for us.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's back to the episode.
I do like that, actually. That would be funny
as fuck. What
the
fuck was that?
Because I got all the points across.
Yeah, you did.
Welcome back to On Tap with the Boys. We just got pretty deep into the JFK conspiracy. We figured what's more appropriate than a mid-show shot? So we're going to drink a little bit of McGillicuddy's. What the fuck do you call
menthol,
that?
Menthol mint, baby. A little cool down shot, if you will.
A little doctor's menthol. Get her head on
straight.
That
reminds me.
Okay. So where we left off was actually what the CIA motives were for killing JFK, right? He's trying to change their ideology of what they think the country should be is basically what we've come down to, right? So at the end of the day, there's a lot of freaking reasons that a lot of people would want this man dead, including also now there is mob ties of some sort, right?
Yep. Yeah, with Jack Ruby. He had some mob ties from what we know, yeah.
So now you get money involved, you get power involved, you get women involved, and then all of a sudden, boom, you have dead people all over the place. What's the general consensus that we're now finding out that obviously, one, the general public was lied to.
Yep.
There's a lot of details. Regardless of what the motive is, we can all agree that the story that was told originally is not the real story.
Fuck no. And fuck 100%.
Fuck
the Warren Commission, too. I hope you guys are listening.
No, they're not.
They're all probably dead.
You don't hope they're listening. They are listening. Kanye?
Kanye? I know Kanye's on our side about this.
Hopefully Kanye gives a shout out. No, maybe not.
Boost up the numbers of the pod a little bit.
Either way.
Now, so like, I didn't.
Would,
oh, go
oh,
ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Like,
go ahead,
didn't. Sorry. Like, so people kind of got that vibe from what I understand of what I've, like, heard and, like, you know, in the very little research that I did to prepare for this, is that it was, like, fairly recently after, like, fuck, I don't even know a number of how many years. But, like, people had suspicions that the original narrative after he was shot initially was, you know, was not the right thing.
Was bullshit.
And then the
American public called bullshit on
it. And they came out with a statement that just kind of, like saying that, okay, it wasn't this, but it was this. And I kind of feel bad for bringing it up because I don't know exactly what they said. But
that's okay.
I wish I could help you.
I wish I could help you also. So, but the general consensus is that the trust in the government has also gone down every single year since that moment.
And, I mean, I would too, especially after, like, they release an official statement saying that what they said originally first was not the correct thing.
Yeah.
And whatever they did say, I can't imagine that it would be anything, like, helpful to the situation to actually kind of inform the public on what actually happened.
Yeah.
It was just throwing them at a different fucking trail. You
and
know?
One thing to think about, too, like, every time that this gets put into the limelight again, like, every time this gets brought up in any popular media of any sort,
swatted.
It gets changed every time from what we thought before.
Every time it gets brought up, the CIA swats it. They say, fuck no, we're not even going to talk about it anymore.
We're done.
They just hide it. They just, why are they still hiding? That's the one thing that doesn't make sense about this entire story.
It's so long ago.
Everyone who is involved with this case, period. All the detectives, all the fucking suspicious people, everyone who was there is fucking dead. And if they aren't dead, they were 12 years old and they didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
And see, like,
so why are you still hiding it? I really want to know.
Wouldn't that benefit them? Because, like, there's obviously, like, obviously there's such a distrust in it now, right? I mean, can't we,
in
like,
the government,
you're
saying?
Yeah. Like, don't you agree that there's like a
as
certain...
As a general consensus, I would say, for sure, you know, 80, 90% of the people you walked up to on the street would say they don't 100% trust what the American government's doing.
And what a better move than to right now release a statement actually, you know, like convincing the CIA to give up. Yeah. Wouldn't that... I mean, obviously, like... It'd be like, 60 years ago, we were fucked up.
Unless it's so fucking nasty that they can't bring it up.
What could it be, though? What's that fucking nasty thing that they're hiding?
It's impossible to know.
Or is it just the admission of, we smoked our own president. Fuck with us, dude.
That's a hard one to admit to the general public.
Part of me would be like...
At the very least, you're going to have that dog in you and be like, yeah, we killed him.
We're a bad motherfucker.
What the fuck are you going to do about it?
Right.
At the very least, that's all... I mean, if you're really going to boil down, like, you can't give us a bullshit story because it's just going to be like, everyone's going to call it a lie. Just be like, we fucking did it.
And that's
part of me would have such pride in our country. Like, dude, we're the bad motherfucker.
I don't know. I feel like my thing would be like, ugh, this is the part that's scary. It's like, if you just don't like what they think, you're done.
It is, but isn't that what you believe already?
Not really. No, really? I mean, would it be people that have been opposition to me? I mean, on any disagreement, I don't want them to die. I just want them to know my perspective.
No, if this podcast was as big as Joe Rogan's podcast, that dude's got some nuts on him because the way he talks about this bullshit, he's got too big of a following to be talking shit on the CIA like he does.
Oh,
seriously,
really?
Though, dude.
For real. But I honestly think if there was 20 million people watching us right now, I don't think I'd want to talk about this.
Fuck that, dude.
I don't think I would.
Because what I feel, just being that regular, everyday dude, with, like, minimal information on a lot of shit.
Dude. A regular, everyday, normal guy?
Yeah. You know, like, obviously other people are feeling that.
Shout out Average Joe's gym, dodgeball.
So, I feel like, to wrap this segment up, because obviously we could talk about this shit for hours.
Talk about it for years.
Let's agree that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. Let's agree that Jack Ruby was not this fucking American hero that gave up his entire life.
And strip club.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Let's discuss that. If you were a strip club. No, I'm just kidding.
And let's agree that the CIA probably had something to do with it.
They had to have. If they didn't have anything to do with it, they'd release 100% of the documents without a question.
That's the one.
If they didn't have anything to do with it,
unless
it would be released to the
American
public.
There's more
to
it.
If you guys really liked the JFK talk, we would love to do a part 2, especially as more shit gets released.
Absolutely. I'm more than willing to do another 10 hours of research.
But I think it's time that we move into an old segment that I think some people loved. I loved it myself. I think we go into a top three.
So I think we could all agree that the JFK assassination was at least top three most time-changing events in the United States history.
In the history, since yeah.
Well, been, well like say, like yeah. Mitchell said, that's when conspiracy theory became a thing.
And that's when people started not trusting the government. Up until that point, when the president said something, you fucking believed it.
It's a cultural shift, you know? It's
completely.
And it kind of opens up that gateway of, holy shit, what I'm being spoon-fed might not actually be the truth. And then that opens up a whole nother series of doors.
Right.
Can you imagine the mind fuck, the cultural mind fuck after that? Dude, no. And especially with the...
Like, I don't know what to believe.
And especially like 20 years prior to the 60s, right? Was the, like World War II. Like such a fucking unit of an era where like everybody came together and they were donating to the cause and fighting the Nazis. The ideal fucking like textbook, almost fictional bad guy. Like if you picture bad guy, that was
Hitler's
Nazis.
Your guy that you think of.
Yeah.
Even, you know? Even today, even, you know, 80 years later, when you think, who's the worst guy ever? What's
Hitler.
The first fucking thing you think of is
every
Hitler.
Time.
That's that, like, just, guy. Like, black and white, obviously, he was a heavy black.
And we whooped his fucking ass, dog.
Right.
Fuck that guy.
I think midget, actually he was white.
Single baller what? Idiot.
So,
do we know?
Sam, start us off. What's one of the top three worst things that's ever happened to you?
Did we even say what the top three
So I want to bring us into this. And this is something we did for a while. The top three whatever. And Mitchell actually wanted to bring this back, so we let him pick the topic, and I think Mitchell should start and explain to us what our top three will be this week.
The other top threes, I loved them, and I thought they were super good. All the answers were awesome, but they were very specific. And what I wanted to do was broaden the horizons, at least for one. Obviously, you can't do it for every single one. But what I said to the guys, we have a Snapchat group chat, and I said, I want you to list your top three worst things. And as broad as you want, to the horizons, it doesn't matter. When you think of the worst thing ever, name your top three.
So how about you rip off the first one?
You want me to give
we'll go you, Cody, me, and then Bodie.
I got to get my list out. Hold on. Let me get my list
out. Oh, he's got it written down.
I got a novel.
He's pulling it out.
Hey, I would make fun of him, but I got my list up right now.
Really? I just got it all up here.
See, I'm just trying. I want to win, man.
I'm in the moment.
We bring punishments? Because we used to do punishments. This shit got real.
Punishments were devalued.
Punishments.
Fuck you,
punishments,
Cody.
Were devalued ever since Sam agreed
I'll
to
tell
not
you right
do.
Now, if I win, there's going to be a fucking punishment. 100%.
How do you? What's the scale? How do you win? How do you get that?
It's votes.
So our voters vote on Snapchat.
The viewers vote
at OnTap Official on Snapchat.
Okay. On the Snapchat, let us know who had the best list of the worst. It's this broad. Worst things. It could be literally anything.
OnTap Official on Snapchat.
Now, as a precursor, I believe the episode's going to come out Monday morning.
Yep.
Tuesday.
If you guys want to just hit the Snapchat Sunday night, Monday night, doesn't matter. Just vote for me. Let's be realistic here.
Well,
it doesn't matter if you've seen
it. Until after.
Okay, well... The three people that are in the studio right now, just fucking do me a solid because I got a
Jamie
pretty good
one, Jamie two, Jamie three.
The Jamies will get you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dude. What's your number three?
My number.
Are you starting with number
are we
one? Or your
with
worst,
the absolute worst. Or are we starting with the
start with your lowest?
The lowest.
Lowest.
I have a question.
Your least
we start
worst of
is
the worst.
Does this apply to things specifically to you that like interact with your day to day
life?
Dude,
it is so open that it is anything.
Completely open.
I love that.
Okay, my first one.
Let it buck.
Picture this: you're in math class, and you've been going through a lecture. 45 minutes in, you're just dragging your feet. And you're like, all right, we only got 5 minutes left for this bullshit. Every time the teacher answers a question, we're going to fucking have an answer for them. Every time they ask, we got it. My first top three worst things is when you answer a question in school with complete confidence and you get it horribly fucking wrong in front of everyone.
Dude, I can get horribly wrong about
everyone. And all your friends are like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there.
Your math teacher asks you a question and you answer 8 and the answer was 674 and your friends just degrading torch you for the next 2 days.
And then when the teacher kind of gives you like a subtle jab of like, well, actually, like, you know what
the,
I mean?
The absolute
How'd you
worst,
get that?
The absolute worst is when that's bad too. Perfect. That's bad too, but if they just don't even respond and they just say, what did you get? And they just go to the next guy.
That is worse. Oh.
Okay. Am I going?
Yeah.
I'm up. I'm going to say my least worst of the top three worst is going to be people with bad breath intentionally getting close to you in conversation.
Oh, dude.
And there's no way to explain to someone, your breath smells like shit. Get away from me. Just there's close. There's no easy way. God. So you just like deal with it, right?
Oh, and
that's
100%.
The worst. That's the worst. Unless it's someone you're already beefing with or a family member. Then I have been like, hey, listen, your breath stinks. Get away from me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the 100%. Only time.
Someone I'm beefing with or a family member. Otherwise, I just won't say anything. I'm sorry. That's the worst. That's the third worst.
So for me, mine's an all-time classic. I feel like everybody can relate to this.
Don't say it.
For my number three, it is running out of toilet paper when no one else is home.
Oh.
You're doing that little waddle over to the fucking toilet paper stash.
No, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I'll say I think it's worse if there is people.
I was going to say that.
I think it's worse if someone's got to bring you the shit paper.
But if you got a fucking bro, if you're living with a roommate especially,
hey
man, I'm out of toilet paper.
No, it's more like this.
Please bring me a roll.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
And then they come in clutch. But when you're alone, dude, you're doing that little waddle over to the fucking other bathroom where the toilet paper's stashed. That shit sucks, man. And not to mention, it makes it harder to wipe.
Dude.
Yeah? No? No, hey, I'm not going to disagree with you that that does
like wiping
suck.
The tip of a Sharpie marker. Never goes away.
Yes, sir.
Never goes away.
Have you ever been in a scenario where you're out? Like, oh, you got to improvise.
Oh, fuck, dude. You jump in the shower. You jump in the shower, man.
With stepbrothers where he grabs the rug off the floor and he's wiping his ass on the rug. Yeah. And then he buys the fucking 36-pack of toilet paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
When he's successful.
I'm going straight shower.
Tradesman.
Dude, you got to.
Tradesman will feel this, dude, because at least once you're working and the only is. There's no establishment where you have a bathroom. It's all shitters, all mobile. Fucking linemen probably don't even get that, dude.
Yeah, no, we got the blue saunas at our show up yards. Oh, out on the fucking right away when you're in a cornfield, buddy. The cornfield is your shitter.
Yeah.
Okay, you better hope that motherfucker's tall enough where people don't see your asshole, and you gotta walk into that corn far enough where people don't throw shit at you.
Lineman apprentice,
you come out of that bitch with your sleeves
that is
missing.
My
dude.
Absolute favorite game of no, we carry shit paper in the trucks. We're way ahead. We're way ahead of the schedule on the sleeve shit.
That's why they go to school to learn.
The,
shit
the
like
best
that.
Game in the world is if you're in a bucket truck or if you're sitting on a digger where you're high enough, you can see the corn move. And you know this guy's going to take a shit. He says he's going to go take a shit.
Yeah.
Once you see that corn stop moving, you grab anything you can fucking find and you whip it at him. Fuck that guy. That's the best.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a common thing.
In the lineman world, for
That's
sure.
Crazy.
Lineman apprentice, but Bodie, will you please lead us in with your
Business
third?
Manager.
Third?
With your number three,
your number three
worst
oh,
thing.
Oh, man,
ever.
Dude. I want to dish out my number one. So dude, bad.
I
want to
dish out my number one.
So
get
bad.
It before we take it.
Oh, my God. See, the first thing, when you say worst things, before you even finish that sentence, one thing comes to mind, and it's the number one driver in my life on the negative side of things is when people eat with their mouth open.
Oh, dude, I can
breathe.
Fucking talk about that
oh
shit
my God.
All night.
What if the food's hot? What if the food's hot?
Nah, there's no,
no
fucking
no, no,
excuse.
No, excuse, exactly. And it's there's no other reaction that I have experienced in my entire 24 years of living, dude, that is like that. When I hear some...
You ever been around a really loud coffee sipper?
Dude,
when the coffee's too hot, it's...
Ah, dude, that's...
Oh, I could fucking punch you right in the head.
Exactly.
God damn it.
It makes my whole fucking nervous system just tense up, and I want to choke out the person whoever's doing it.
Dude, and it's Cody's such a hard thing.
Yes.
Right it's a hard thing to be like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, and like people do it without knowing. People do it without even fucking hearing their own, like,
crazy.
Okay.
Even like intros, like songs with like, sublime, bro. Like, that
just,
even drives
just gets
nuts.
Us. Yeah. So we've got.
I get it.
Eating with your mouth open. Mitchell, bring us in.
You want number two?
Give me a
My
big number
two,
big boy.
Is, very social media influenced, and I'm saying if you're over the age of 40 years old, you don't relate to this as heavily as we do. Showing your friend a meme or a TikTok that they've already seen and them going, eh.
Oh, that's
if they've already seen it, you send the meme and they said, I've already seen that.
Dude.
Fuck you. Just send a laughing face, you dickhead.
Dude, I'm that Fuck guy, you. Bro. I've seen everything already.
So or have I. So worst. Have I. But I have the common courtesy to
and
send a laughing
if
face.
If someone starts showing me something on their phone, like, hey, watch this, I will immediately be like, I already saw that earlier this morning. Turn my head.
You're a fucking.
I am that guy.
Scum of the
I was gonna
earth.
Say
you
are that
fucking
guy.
Pond
the worst
scum.
Is like they'll watch the video if I show it to them. Like, oh my god, look at this. They'll watch the video. Yeah, that was so funny. I saw that last week.
Oh, dude.
And it's like, oh, you just wasted both of our time.
Yeah,
now.
I'll just go
I'm not
fuck
that
myself.
Guy, man. I'm not it's that guy. If someone shows me a TikTok that I saw 20 minutes ago, I know like, the word for word. I'll be like, oh, fucking, that's hilarious, dude. That's awesome. I'm a good guy, and I'm not gonna.
You're a liar.
I'm not gonna go back on that,
dude. You're the CIA.
It's a white lie. That's a.
You fucking
that,
killed.
It's
Kennedy,
a lie that
dude.
Behooves everyone, dude.
Dude, I play it out like I let them know right off the bat. I'm completely transparent. Dude, oh yeah, I seen this, but then I'm with it though. I'm with it though.
You play the part. Yeah, you play the part.
If it is a good video, it works a second, third, even fourth time.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. No matter what, if it really is good and you watch it the second time. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
Yeah.
You can't argue with it. You can't be like, no, I already fucking saw this, dickhead.
That's yeah, fair. You're just a dickhead then, dude.
That's fair.
So, Cody, what's your number two?
I'm going to say my number two is, and now that I'm looking back on it and reflecting, a lot of my top three list actually has to do a lot with personal hygiene, but it's people that have a lot of body odor. Like that strong onion post-workout, post-hockey practice smell. Mm-hmm. And how do you not smell that? I don't understand.
That, like,
if I smell it on myself, I'll fix it.
100%.
Dude, if I get one whiff in bed. I get one whiff, and I'm like, oh, I'm showering instantly.
Yeah.
I'm not showering.
Dude, I was that kid in high school. If I was sat next to the smelly kid, like, you know, you get the new seating chart, you see who you're next to. I was going straight to that teacher being like, nah, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
And some of them were like, I get it. The other ones were like, nope, you're toughing this one out.
Yeah, I remember we were in lower grade school, and me and one of my buddies were just completely assing off in the back of the classroom, sat next to each other, and the teacher, this girl was missing that day, and the teacher told my friend, hey, move into this seat. I'm not dealing with you guys' shit today. This specific girl had a problem with wetting herself.
Oof.
And my buddy
Whoa,
goes,
that's
my
bad.
Buddy stands up middle of class. I mean, we're probably fifth, sixth grade. I'm not sitting there. She fucking pisses herself.
No way.
Right to the office. Straight.
Dude, you gotta. I'd be that guy.
That's mean.
She wasn't there, so it's not like you said it to her face.
Oh, okay.
But the whole class heard it. Like, we all knew.
I ain't getting that residue on my shit, dude. No.
Residue.
So,
I feel so bad. I got to tell one story quick.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
When we were in like seventh grade, oh, I feel even bad saying this.
Oh my God, Cody
pissed
himself.
There was a girl that became a woman in one of our classes.
Oh.
Had,
oh.
You know what I mean?
Chair
was stained, and some poor soul, some kid, went and sat in it, and he was wearing a white t-shirt.
Oh,
that
no.
Just, God. Just so happened to be long enough where it was on his butt, and he went to sit on the seat right after she had left. And
damn,
no one really
dude.
Knew why she left. And boom.
Damn
red
it,
all over the back
for
of his
everyone
shirt.
Involved.
Dude, how do you even come
not a,
back
nobody
from that?
Wins in that scenario.
Both people,
the
both
girl
of them
loses,
were
the man loses,
not bullied,
the teacher
but
fucking
at.
Loses.
Oh, are they
your shirts
probably. You better fuck, get man. As the guy that sat in it, you better get fucking laughed at. That's
yeah,
how
you
it works.
Better get bullied. Better get bullied for sure.
Watch where you're sitting, bud.
Yeah. Toughen up.
Tough.
That's yeah, that is.
I'm sure that affected him for a long
time.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Be a dog. Do a circle before you take a seat, maybe. Check out what you're saying.
To this
in.
Day, he's probably doing that.
Observation.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I would be. I'd do it right now. What
Sam,
if someone set a fucking peanut butter
bring
on top
us
of
in.
My chair, dude?
Number
so,
two.
For my number two, and I would love for you guys to argue this because there's no argument to be had. It's set in stone. For my number two, worst things in the world, being racist. Oh. Argue me. Argue me. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
You are a pretty bad person. I'm not going to say that you're
how
a
is being one of the worst things in this world, being racist. Come on.
That must be.
Let me hear so the intimately. Argument.
That's you know actually so intimately.
Funny that you're the one to bring this up because you're the most racist person I know.
By far.
I would like to see the facts.
Not even a competition. The most racist.
Yeah, you know what? Obviously,
you're lucky I'm a good guy and I haven't caught
is,
you
this
in 4K
is classy yet. Racism, just turning it against the non-racist guy who came up with an amazing idea for worst things because I would say racism is probably in the top three worst things in this whole world. And of course they're going to try to turn it against me because that's how racists work.
This is going
to
be one of those things.
I just think it's funny that you brought it up because usually when you bring it up, you say it as a positive thing. wish more people were racist.
For my second pick of the worst things, racism. Bodhi, please give us your number two.
Well, as a Jew, I'm offended by that. No, I'm just kidding. This is going to be one of those things.
Shut up, Kanye.
Shut up.
This is going to be one of the things that AI flags, dude, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, in the spur of the moment, when I think of worst things, one of the worst things that comes to mind that I think affects everybody, no matter, you could put a fucking monk, right, in this situation, and they would at least twitch in the moment. Right?
Bald-headed, robed bastard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I once saw a monk smoking a cigarette walking on the side of the road.
That's
once.
Badass.
You sure this wasn't a bald guy in a robe?
Dude, it was wild.
Could have been my dad.
It was actually Master Roshi from Dragon Ball Z.
He probably kicked my ass, dude. He probably knew some Shaolin or something.
Yeah.
He breaks out a fucking stick.
Those are called nunchucks, but yes.
And two steps.
Hey, we're not trying to be racist here, buddy.
Okay.
Bad driving habits.
Wait, where is this coming with monks? What are you saying?
I don't know, dude. I was in the I got lost on a tangent.
How many fucking bush lights have you had, dude? No, I agree with you on the bad driving. I don't even think monks can drive. They're like no, the Amish, dude. Are they even allowed to use fucking cars?
If I was to backtrack,
we went way too far. You went way too far on the monks. Don't bring them up again.
I said with the monk thing, like no, dude. You
don't say monk again.
You put Mr. Buddha, dude, behind the wheel. Yeah. And if someone cuts his ass off in traffic,
I see what you're saying. You just went from monks to bad driving. I'm like, okay, I don't see.
No, I love
monks. I knew where he was at, but I was just like, I don't know why he robbed fucking monks.
Monks
just
are the best thing. Pisses
everyone
dude.
Off. Dude, I mean, monks can't drive, can they? Is that a thing?
I don't fucking think so.
They are not Amish. Monks they can do that. Drive.
Yeah, but I feel like if a monk needs a ride somewhere, he's going to the Amish before he's going to me.
Like, okay. Maybe.
That's another thing is I get pissed about bad driving, but I'm not a horrible driver, but I'm an aggressive driver. I do not drive defensively. I'm a fucking
you got
offense. If I got
you
places
have to have
be, yeah. On the way to work, 60 miles an hour, follow the speed limit, do my thing. If there's someone going super slow, get around them, whatever.
Yeah.
Way home from work, dude, I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to have a beer, take a shower, go to bed.
I got a shit.
80 miles an hour. I don't give
a
fuck.
So you're devaluing Bodhi's top.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying
that's what you do.
I would like
no,
to.
I'm saying I hate bad driving habits just as much as the next guy.
But you
when
do
I
it.
When I'm being a good driver, but I also do it.
So Bodhi, can you get a little more specific in
absolutely.
Who has the bad driving habits?
I don't want to.
Jesus, dude.
I was gonna profile.
Does this go against your number two? Is what you're trying to get at right now?
No, I'm just saying.
We
kinda,
all know.
Are you profiling?
You know, he didn't really specifically say who has the bad driving. Is it a general term? Is it a specific?
Oh, he's prodding. Look
we
at his
all
face.
We
he's
all know
prodding.
The answer.
You know what he's doing.
We all know the answer.
Okay, Mitch. What's your absolute worst? Your number one pick for top three?
God, I've been waiting for this. I wanted to say it number three because I was afraid it was going to get taken the whole time. Top three worst things ever, the Holocaust.
Yeah.
All right, so my top three.
It
just no
it sums it up pretty well.
Okay, yeah, okay. Mic drop. I'm going to say my absolute worst thing, people that try to bring Holocaust and racism into top three lists all the time.
I'm 100% that's, agree.
That. Just kidding.
I think it's the easy cop out.
Debunk. That's not my top.
Every one of you guys could have taken Holocaust.
Number one worst thing, and I'm going to double down on this from a previous episode.
Sam's attitude.
I'm going to say seasonal fast food items, including the filet of fish, the McRib.
Standby. Is the filet of fish a seasonal?
Yeah.
Who cares?
They suck. It's a year-round deal.
That's a Lent thing, dude.
It should just be gone for good.
That's a suburban legend. That's water under the fridge.
The filet of fish is year-round. TCAV.
Oh, yeah, of course, T-Cav. Fucking T-Cav. T-Cav. Hey, Jamie, is pull, fucking Jamie, versed pull in filet of fish.
Jamie, pull it up. Pull it up.
The McRib sucks. I agree, man. I get into this. I agree
seasonal fast food items.
They
suck.
Always fucking suck.
They're not
suck.
Limited. They're not good. They're not special. The freaking St. Patrick's Day shake at McDonald's. What is that?
The Shamrock Shake.
They don't have that anymore.
Hey, hold up. Fuck you. The Shamrock Shake's good.
No, I like it.
It's a bullshit like thing it. That it's only seasonal.
I'm saying the idea of it.
Yeah.
Is bullshit. I agree.
That I shit's good, agree. Though.
That's the worst thing.
I've even called
TCAV, what do you got on the filet of fish?
The filet of fish is available all year round at U.S. McDonald's.
No, it's not.
Gross.
Wow.
Damn, no, it's not.
Wow.
Year round. Okay. That debunks
that. You would have got off a lot better if the filet of fish was seasonal. That would have gone a lot better with
me. It used to be seasonal, did it not?
Don't care. Never.
I'm thinking McRib.
Never fucking looked into that.
Jamie, can you take a peek at that for us?
It's so fucking gross.
Okay. Well, that's my number.
So, to be fair. Never.
For my worst, this me either. So this one has a lot of roots and
trees.
The thing is, being a fat guy like myself, this one hits hard. And I think all my big homies are going to understand farting in public.
Oh my God.
Because whether it's you or someone around you, the fat guy's getting blamed. Every fucking time.
The skinny kid always gets away with it.
Always.
Every time.
There is nothing worse.
There's no way a fart came out of him. He's 92 pounds. That, dude. He gets away with it every time. Dude, always the guy. Oh, that's disgusting.
We let out the bad idiot. One.
Dude, there is nothing worse than a girl giving you that fart look of just like, gross.
See, you all probably know. My wife.
Oh, you fat boys definitely
call me out. She'll just straight up call me out. If I'm out in public and I
she knows your fart.
Oh dude, I've heard her be like, Cody, you're just gonna fart in my fucking face. Yeah.
She'll just straight up call me out. Doesn't matter if I'm with five people.
She recognizes your farts?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter if I'm with five
wife
people.
Right there. That's the difference between a wife
people.
And a girlfriend.
Dude, she'll freak out.
You can fart in front of a girlfriend, but a wife knows it's your fart.
She'll straight up in front of everyone. Oh, yep, that's a Cody fart.
Dude, and that is so embarrassing.
No, doesn't that make you happy as a big boy that he's getting fucking dogged?
It does.
Finally?
It really does.
You know,
because
he made it through grade school without anyone calling him out.
If he didn't get called out, his fucking nasty fart was going to me next.
For sure.
People are looking around. They're trying
to
pinpoint
if
who it was.
Not there, it's you.
Yeah.
You're getting
dude, people are looking around pinpointing the fart suspect.
Wow.
They always land on the fat dude.
Guy.
We
every fucking time.
And try arguing your way out of being blamed.
It was me. It was okay, fat boy.
Good luck.
We know you had McDonald's for breakfast and lunch.
In my adult life, I've learned to claim every fart in front of everyone I know.
You gotta.
Because then if someone farts and they blame it on you, you can be like, dude, I claim it every fucking time. Like, don't act like I wouldn't have said it was.
That's the
key.
100% sure way to win.
You have to.
100%.
That's the thing that pissed me off.
I'll fart loud in front of people now. Just be like, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
You're sitting at a table, dude, with five people, and you know all of them are full of shit. Literally.
And like, can I be honest for a second? Lying. Being fat, dude, I've blamed it. I have put the blame on other people.
You want to get it off?
It doesn't work, man.
No.
They're like, okay, fat boy.
Yeah,
of course it was you.
Dude, especially when you're younger and insecure and worried about what you look like and what you are to other people, dude. The first thing you got to do is try and put it on someone else.
Oh, you got to.
Like, dude, they're going to try and blame it on me. Even if I did it, I got to try and push it as hard as I can to someone else. Like, I'm not going to be the fucking guy.
100%.
I'm sick of being the guy.
I get that.
Bodie.
Oh,
what's
shit.
What's your absolute worst?
Is this the final one?
Final one.
This is the final third.
Yeah.
You have the world in your hands right now.
The world in my hands and the one thing that's
anything.
Fucking spoiling it, dude, is anything. Probably going to be when someone is mansplaining something. Something I already know I'm well versed in. And then they're trying to communicate something.
This one isn't going to go well with Cody because he doesn't. work for a living.
Dude.
He's not going to understand what you're saying. He doesn't know what you mean.
Dude,
you
wait, so what do you mean? Can you explain that to me?
You're in a situation where, let's say you're at work, right? And then, like, you
get this, work again?
You get this, it's this abstract concept that's way over your head, you know?
Don't.
Daddy's money.
Don't worry about it, Cody. Don't worry about it. Google it later, dude.
Oh, my God.
And then you're at work, and you're well versed in your shit. You know what's going on. You know what's going on 10 steps after the thing you're doing right now. And then this new guy comes up, right?
Yep.
And then it's like, you don't know his fucking skill level or whatever.
New guy rolls up on you and he's like, hey, you know you're holding your hammer wrong?
And then I fucking hit from this end all the time.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
The wood handle sinks him so much better. No, dude. And then like, you notice a couple things, that you see them doing.
Hey, man, that might be worse than the fucking Holocaust. I'm not
gonna or like for you, hey, with your designs, you get someone that's never fucking created anything in their life, and they're like, you know what you really have to do? Like, this is the key to success. If you do this design, it's like, bro, fucking do it yourself then.
Exactly.
If you're so fucking smart and got to figure it out.
I'm very fortunate to where I know that day will come while running that scenario, but in that aspect of it,
that's
got to
be a thing for small business owners in general, though.
Dude,
they
got
to have people that come up and be like, you know what you should do? You should do it. And especially, hey, motherfucker.
Old timers are the worst.
10 times as much money
as
you.
Dude, even with the podcast, they're like, oh, I'd be so fucking funny on there. I'd kill it. You guys need to have me on. I got the best ideas. It's like, all right, come on. Let's see it.
Yeah. Dude,
let's see you kill it.
Especially when
it's something. Funny boy. What are you, fucking Pete Davidson? Shut up.
Like, especially something that's so close to you that you put so much work in, is just your bundle of creation.
I agree.
Right? You put your fucking heart, soul, and jizz into it, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's a part of you, and then someone will come at, you know, you've been doing it wrong. If you did this.
Heart, like, dude, soul, jizz is equal to or greater than the blood, sweat, tears.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
What do you?
That's all I have to say. Whoever's top three you thought was the best, go on the Snapchat, add at @ontapofficial, and vote it. And whoever wins, let's just add this, whoever wins gets to decide a punishment for the other three, so you know. So pick wisely.
No butt
because
stuff.
Because you know that someone like me is going to give a good punishment.
If you guys really want, if you really want to see these guys get fucked with, just vote Mitchell. Let's be real.
And again, thank you everyone for coming on.
I'm talking quiet because I'm being for real.
Mitch, thanks for joining us again. Bodie. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, dude. I'm coming.
Bodie the merch boy. The merch god, Sam says.
I reject that title. You can claim that fucking title.
Merch god. Sam, what do you have to say? What are you going to close us out here with?
So all I got to say is, boys, another great episode. The vibes were here. The alcohol was flowing. We had a great time. Hopefully you guys like the conspiracy theory. We'd love to keep doing it. Let us know what we should do next.
Give some feedback.
I think next week we're going to rip another drunk current events episode. We're going to get back to our old roots. We're going to see what happens. But thanks for listening to another episode of On Tap with the Boys.